The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been dedicated by Moshe Welkowitz Le'ilu Nishmas his grandfather, Aaron Yaakov ben Moshe Zev, Zichroni Levracha, and in the Zichus for a Shidduch Hagen V'yofe.
The Gemara, Brachas, Teva Beis, has the following story. Havuna tkifu le'arba me'a dani dechamre, Havuna. 400 barrels of wine went sour on him. Ol legaber of Yehuda, achud Rav Sala chasido, v'rabbonon. Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sala the chosid, and the rabbonon went to visit him. V'omri l'other say Rav Ada bar Ahava, v'rabbonon. Other say was Rav Ada bar Ahava, and the rabbonon went to visit. V'omru le, they told him, la'ayin mar b'milei. Rav Huna, you should check into your uvdis, check into things you're doing. It's a beautiful remez. Doesn't say la'ayin mar b'maisov, but rather b'milei. Check into the words you've said, for indeed it was Rav Huna who said earlier, a person who sees Yisurim that come upon him, he is one that should be Mefashpesh, Mamashpesh, Bamaisov, at Rav Huna himself. They said to Rav Huna, they charged Rav Huna saying, if you had this kind of Torah, you lost 400 barrels of wine, check in the words that you've said. Remember, you said yourself, and one has to be Boidik, what exactly is Maisim were? Omalu, he told him back, Michashidno Be'einaichu, am I then Choshed in your eyes? Is there something I've done wrong? Is it then possible to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a din without proper judgment? The horror we obviously have over here is there are those that do suffer certain things. We themselves call it Yisudim Shalahava. The Tosfos Rosh is quick to point out that Harbe Tzadikim Yesh Shaloikim Begufon Uvimamoinon Aval the Hagdama to the stories they knew. They had a yediyah, you're not sad, that he didn't give his branches to the Oris as the story unfolds. They came to tell him that it's not a hanhoga you should be doing. Omalus Rav Huna told the Rabbonon, Iikeman, the Shmiya, Alai Milso, if there's anyone here heard anything negative about me, let him tell it to me. Omru Lei, Hochi Shmiya, this is what we heard about you. That the master does not give his shavisha to his oris. An oris is a sharecropper who deserves lamecht l'shlish l'raviya, gets a portion out of the produce, gets a portion out of what's done, what's made, what's produced, and you're not giving the shavisha. Rashi explains, chelkoi b'zmoiris ha'gefen, shechoitchen mehen b'shas ha'zomir. A certain number of branches are cut at the time of harvesting, and in part, the branches that have to go to the Oris, because of his shir, lemechtz l'shlish l'raviya, you Rav Huna are not giving to him. Omalu, he told back to the Chachomim, because shavik l'imidi minei, does he leave me anything? Hakagonev le'kule, he steals, he robs me clean. Omru le, haynu da omri inshi, boser ganva, gnoi v'tam etoyim. This is the expression that people say, after a geneva, one steals and he tastes the taste of geneva. Rashi says, "Agoyniv min aganiv, one who steals from a ganiv, afu toyim tam geneva. He too tastes the taste of geneva." That is to say, although they may be robbing you clean, you in turn are doing an act of geneva by withholding the zmeiros, the branches that they seem not to deserve because of what they've taken in excess to the portion that's allotted to them. Omalahu, he told them back. Huna told the chachomim, "Kabilna alai diyahivna le." At that point, I'm immediately mekabel to give them the branches which belong to them. Chazal finished and say, "Iked Omri hoder cholav v'havi chamra, v'iked Omri yaker cholav izdamid d'me chamra." Seems to be a discussion of machlokes and the chachomim. What exactly happened? One thing was clear: they sold his barrels for the amount that it was really worth. Others learned up that the fact he sold it for that value is because the vinegar became wine again. Another say because the price of vinegar shot up to the point that it covered the loss of the wine. This Fasem is Din Brochis is Meir, and this Gemara. Rav Huna tells them, he's robbing me clean. He says, seemingly Rav Huna clearly knew the Gonav Lemin has Meiris Yesim Mehamagiyale. This is quite clear. He knew exactly what was happening. He knew, he understood that there was a portion of the branches which were being taken which didn't belong to Rav Huna. That was clear. Nonetheless, the Chachor Mechaif to give back that Chalik brings up an interesting point. Here we have Rav Huna losing, or the shearcropper taking more than he really deserves. And nonetheless, the Chachomim are telling him, you're mechuyiv to give it back. And he explains that Sarach Leimer Atam de Kivin de Lokach Shlei Beshus Geneva Baalmehi. Since that is Rav Huna took these branches, withheld these branches from the shearcropper, he calls it Geneva Baalma. He should have taken him to Bezdin to deal with him and say, give him back the portion that belongs to me. And Mechia Gavin, if you don't say, Ovid Inish Dinu Lanafshei, to be Ma'akiv Eshel Chavere Biyodai. In the Gemara, it seemed to be that we do not say a person has a right to adjudicate for his own and prevent the losses of goods that he has by an improper Ganiv, an Oris, a worker that takes things from him, Shalai Kedin, and he has no right to make the din on his own. He's got to go to Bezdin. So give what's rightfully his, he tells us, and then take him to court, take him to Bezdin for the rest. And the Svasemis remains, Ochen Sarachin Bazeladino. Says this needs you. And the truth of the matter is, what he's bringing down over here, as he himself is Mitzayin, is a discussion of the Poiskim. Let's see what the Poiskim tell us. In Shulchan Aruch Nechay Shemishpat Simedalit, it says, one can make a din la'atzmoy. The Mechaber explains, Im roye shaloi biyad acher shegozlo, if one sees his own chayfetz in the hand of somebody else who stole the chayfetz from him, yochoy lakachtoy miyodi, he can go and take it back on his own. V'imoechad oimet kenegdoy, even if that other ganav stands in his way, yochoy lahakoysoy ad sheyanichenu, he can hit him. To be matzol is oishik miyad oishkoy. It talks by oifim, the Torah explains that he can't save it any other way. And the Mechaber continues, Afilu hu dover she'ein bo hefsid im yamtim ad she'amidenu bedin. Even in a case where there will be no monetary loss if he takes his time and he wants him lebezdin, v'hu, but that's talking in a case she'yochel levarish she'shaloi hu noitel bedin. The only thing that allows the person to adjudicate on his own, ovid inish dinu lenafshei, is necessarily in a case where whatever the case may be, this object is something that he'll be able to prove in Bezdin that it indeed belongs to him. Mikol Malkim, he continues, Ein le reshus lemashke noi b'choyv, when it comes to a choyv, when it comes to something money owed, he's not getting the money owed back from the person who borrowed it from the borrower. He as a lender would like his money back, so he decides, what I'll do is, I'll go and grab a mashkein, holding a mashkein back will force him to pay me back. This he may not do, as the first and the post can point out. It's a pasuk, Mikre Mola Dibra Akosav, one and it may not take a mashkin bal korcho of the loiva. Even the Malva rightfully has the right to demand the money from the loiva. A mashkin he may not take. The Ramo Dibra Shulchan Aruch continues and he says, Mitam Shi Yisbar LeKamon, Simen Tzadik Zayin Sivov. The reason one may not take a mashkin is based on the discussion later on in Choshe Mishpat. And he points out distinctions. We talk about a choiv, that means he lent him money, there's a borrower and a lender here. And in the case of a choiv, it's where we're told, he may not take the mashkan bal korchoy of the loivin. Avalim chayiv loiv beloi halvov, there's a chayiv moment which exists, because of other outstanding chayivim, not in the case, in the form of a loan, or she'ain tzorch lamashkinoi, ki hu kvar etzloi bepikodon, or there's no need to be mamashkin, meaning to force an object out of him as collateral, because it's by him bekodin oy motz oy biad acher. There's another someone else's reshus. Mutar l'tofsa, he quotes from the Rivosh, that one is mutar to do. So again, in the case we're talking about not the actual object, but rather a payment of money due. So indeed, not the lender, because it's not a case of a loan. The one who's the claimant against the defendant here has the right to go and take an object, which is biyodi b'teres bekodin or b'shus acher, to make sure he gets his money. Ramo continues and says, "V'yesh oimrim." Yet there are those who say, "The loy omrinin ovid dinish dinin lenafshei, rak bechefetz hamavur loy shehu shaloy." It's not said in a case of choivos of chiyuvim, but rather in a case of something which is a clearly defined object that belongs to him. Kegoin, for example, shegozloy, he stole an object from him. At this point, the chefetz sits in the hands of the gazlon. Or he's looking to steal an object from him. Or he wants to damage a chayfetz of his. In all these cases where there's a very clearly demarked and defined object that's a question, the person is going to suffer the damages. He has a right to himself adjudicate and save the oishik miyad oshkoy. Avoli says, im kfar nischayv lo mikoyach gzeglo, oimo bakem acher, loy. in the event where there was a chiyuv that came from something to the side, in other chiyuv that was previously done, for example, Reuven stole a chevetz from Shimon, and it's clearly so. Shimon can prove it. This point is only a matter of not having the chevetz back, but rather money owed from Reuven to Shimon, although it's a davar mavur. To the point with Yochel Levar Sheshalo Yonoytel Bedin, nonetheless, there's no halach of Ovid in the Shdinan Lavshay, which allows Shimon to take something back from Reuven for payment. This is quoted in the Mordechai and the Nebuki Yosef in the third parak of the Kama. The last few words over here, the Ramah says, "Kedinu Yeshayim de la Mikri Ovid Dinan Lavshay, Ela Kishamazik Lechaveiroi, Kigon Shemakeu, Lechain Lo Yuchel Lasses Elim Ken Yuchel Levar Sheshaloi." Others say the other way around. He quotes from the Marik that the only time it's called Ovid Inish Dinol Nafshei, a person adjudicates for his own, necessarily in a case where he hits his friend, and therefore he has the right to say, I can't do it any other way, and he cannot do that until it's the Mavur Shu Shaloi. Avot Fisa Bi Alma, for a person to go to someone else's Rishus and grab an object, Shatov Sei Lamashkin, to hold it for collateral till the payment is done, Yochel Lasis Becholinyan, one may do at all costs. V'yerid Achakachim with a din, after having gotten this collateral, this security, he then could go to Beis Din. This is the cool of the Maharik. And the Poskim that speak about this at length here in Siman Dalet Mechesh Mishpat, the Tumah Mazen Arichus. We'll refer to what the Poskim and Rishonim speak about in reference to our Gemara. The Mordechai in Bava Kama and Siman Chavtes brings Shem Rabbeinu Meir, that, like we said before, quoted, one may din, may be ovid dinu lenafshei, dafka b'chevetz hamavur shu shaloi, dafka v'tz a chevetz which is clearly belonging to this person, u'marzik boi, and the person who's doing the avla holds on to that chevetz, u'mesarev l'harzeloi, refuses to return the chevetz. Avla b'shar mili, in all of the cases, loi, there is no heter to do so, b'chlal. Mordechai continues and tells us, when it comes to halva, there's other halachas, there's a mefurish is in the Torah, like Sovi al beis alavit b'milve. Can I have it over there? Take the halvot in the case of a milve. And he continues and he says, he has a raya from the Gemara in our sugya. It's a discussion, the uvda with Rav Huna. He says, v'tana, k'shem shecholkin b'yayin kacholkin b'zmoiris. They understood that the same way there's a chalukah when it comes to the wine, or the anovim, so too there's a chiluk, and there's b'zmoiris, the branches as well. And Rav Huna responded and said, you think he leaves anything from me? He leaves nothing from me? Am I not choshut? I'm not choshut to steal. And the Gemara, he continues the Gemara, he says, Basakan v'gone v'tayim v'toy. He was mekabel. So he understands clearly, Hikshar Rav Kloimimus, V'aloi min adin lokach, V'kam lan ovet yinish dinu lan afshay. He asked the obvious question, Chur Rav Huna did rely on the clause of Ovid Dinish Dinil and Avshei, which would have allowed him to take what belonged rightfully to him. And he says, this Eitzah, the Hanu Davka, Oysay Dover Atzmoy Shanulkach Leila Odom. Necessarily the Chavetz which was taken from the person. That Mutu Leila Kachas, that he could take. B'chol Masha Yochol LaHasiga, with whatever it takes to get it. Similar to the case that he refers to the Gemara Ben Bagba, Gemara Vekamo, Shaloi Hunoytel, he takes his own. But here, Hochalokach Zmoiroi Sacher, where you took other branches, Shlagonav Loi Ha'oris. Other branches, not those same branches that the Oris walked off with. And this is where Rabbeinu Meir brought the raya that the only time you say Ovet Dinish Dinel and Apshei is necessarily in such a case where it's something which is the Chafeth which was belonging to him and it's there v'en. Based on the Mordche, a person has no right to take something which is not his. According to that, was a Taina Rav Huna. And we know that the din is over the initial nafshei. It's only because he took these murders of the orders. There is a ha'orah that they say b'shem Rebel Yashiv Shlita Shavu Rafu Shleima. This din seems to be somewhat difficult. The orders took branches. We're talking about pashtus, the chelik that he has in the branches that was a part of it belongs to him. He took more branches than a part that belongs to Rav Huna. So he says l'chura once the orders took. Yosemir, the chelke of the branches, it makes absolutely no sense to say that Rav Huna would be mechuyev to give him the chelik he has in the branches, then take him to din for the other ones. Let the branches that he took beyond what he was allowed to take be his payment. taking away branches for Rav Huna could be considered the branches that belong to the Oris. And it will cover the amount that belongs to the Oris. Why would be Mechayev Rav Huna to give him other ones? Is it only because he took them beginneva that it's not called Rav Huna paying out the payment of an Oris? That seems to be illogical. Says Rav Yashiv, the case was that the Oris took from the Anovim, or from the Yayin. So he has a certain chelik that he deserves in the Anovim, and he took beyond the amount he was allowed in the Anovim. It was Lamech L'shlish L'Ravi, and he took more than he was allowed to take. So as far as Hilchas Arisus is concerned, if Huna was chayv to give him a chelik Lamech L'shlish L'Ravi from the Zmeiris, and that's what Rav Huna held back, as something which we, the payment in lieu of the excess that was taken by the Oris in the Anovim that he took. Very clear that Rav Yashiv understands. The reason that we say that the Oris was going to more than he could, more than his Moiris, which is Mechayv Rav Huna, is not necessarily because it was another object which was taken. If he would have taken the object that he shouldn't have taken, there's no halacha bichlal that Rav Huna should be unable to use what he took in lieu of payment. Yes, indeed, you took Zmeiris Shleikid and I didn't give them to you. Keep those Zmeiris. That's your chelik. It's only because he stole Anovim. And Rav Huna wanted to be Ma'akev Zmeiris Keneged those Anovim that Chazal told him, the Chum told him, you must give him Zmeiris which belong to him. His chelik and his Zmeiris have to go to him. And then you'll take him to din for the excess Anovim that he took. Zasev HaShuk HaChemed to the Eidim of Rav Yashuv. He wants to be Mechriya Halochi B'maisa Shehoya. Was the owner of a store. They had a worker that worked in the store. One day, he observed his worker walk out of the store and stole with him a number of shirts and handkerchiefs out of the store, put it into his pocket and took it out. He simply took it on his own. He shoplifted a number of chveitzim. The Baal HaChanus was very clear about the amount taken. He knew exactly what was taken. And he decided the only way to get back here would be to prevent the maskeiros to not pay the wages connected the amount of money lost by the shirts and other chfeitzim stolen by the worker. The Chashuk HaChemed, based on the previous discussion, wants to say that the balabayis, the balachanus, may not withhold wages. He says, after all, what was taken by this ganav, by this employee, was shirts, were other objects. What you're holding back is something different. Based on Rav Yashiv's understanding on the Mordche and the Uvdir of Huna, he says clearly that Lu Yitzur, you don't take back the actual Chayfetz, but something else in place of the Chayfetz, that one may not do. The Chachomim were Mechayiv Rav Huna to return the Zmeiris. The Anovim, which were equal to the value of those Zmeiris, did not help. And as he explains, because the Anovim were taken, you must go to Din. If you want to grab your Anovim, take them back. But what he did was he withheld wages, he was held as Meiris Keneged the Anovim, that one may not do. So too, the Baal HaChanus will not withhold the wages that are deserving to this employee, Keneged the things that were stolen by the employee. Understandably, it's Eina Nidin Doimu L'Raya Bechlal. From the words of the Mordechai Mavur, that it's also for the Baal HaBayis to be Toifis, a Chayfetz Keneged, a Chayfetz which was taken. This is to say, one cannot withhold a Chayfetz Mechuvin, correspond to the chayfetz taken shalikidin by the person who walked over it. The Oris, in the case of the Gemara, it is to say, lu yitzur, the employer would want to withhold chfeitzim that belong min hadin to the employee because of the other chfeitzim the employee took. For example, the employee walked off his shirts, and here you have an opportunity where the employer has certain chfeitzim that belongs to this employee. He holds them, he withholds those chfeitzim, or he's toifes those chfeitzim. One may not take chfeitzim keneged the chfeitzim that were taken. You must have the din of ovedinish t'lin nafshei necessarily in the chfeitzim which were taken. But in the case where there's no, not in the case of tfisas mashkin, for example, to take something for a mashkin would be mutter in the case of, in place of a choiv, as discussed before. But holding back wages is not called taking a chfeitz. There's no right from the Mordechai that wages withheld. Money I owe you for the fact you worked for me, and you've walked off with something of value of mine, where I can now say, fine, take those things as wages. Take those things in lieu of the wages I owe you. You have no right, seemingly, from the discussion of the Mardchen and Rebbe Kloinus. We can add a little more to this, based on an Asivis. The Asivis, Dir and Simon Dalid, says in the discussion of whether or not one has a right to be Taifas Dover Shainash Linafshay, he says, Gdoyla Mizunira, he says in Sifkot and Gimel, that if you look at the Neman Lifnei Bezdin, Bemigu Dirzati, also Litvais Be'edim, he establishes a certain halach, and he says, one may not take something from somebody else in the case of Ovid Dinish Dinil Anafshei, where what he does makes him appear like a Ganov, even in the event that Luyutzer he'd be held accountable for the Edom seeing that he takes his Chavitz back. He looks like a Ganov, but he has a way of proving in Bezdin, a way of Migu, that this Chavitz belonged to him. It's still Aser. He becomes a choshed. He looks like a gazan for making this equal, for taking something shloike din. He brings a rifle to the Gemara and asks, the Rabbavim Baba Basra. And he goes and he says, the Ubda of Rav Huna, where he held things back, Al Korchach, he says, because of this problem of looking like a ganav, so he has three eights of how to resolve that issue. The first thing is there were no Eidim. The fact that the Chachamim heard about it would seem to be not based on Eidim coming forth, we saw him take it. Rav Huna was unaware of the fact others knew about it, yet the Racham heard that this was indeed the case. That's why they came to give him Musa, as we mentioned before. Another Eitzer he uses to resolve it, Oishay Yedeh, Lo Yelech Oris, the Bezdin Klal. The halacha remains that in a case where one knows that there's no way in the world he's going to get the Chavitz back, because this Nidoin, this person who grabbed his Chavitz with Shloike Din, will never ever come to Bezdin and return them, even if it's not for Salaf Kigazlan, it's mutter simply lohitzi oishik miyad oishkei. And thirdly, he says, a case was where he knew for sure that eventually the Oris will be moidim if nei bezdin. It is to say, in a case where the Oris himself would come forth at the end of the day and own up and admit, confess to Rav Huna he took shalaykidin. Therefore, even though today, when the fellow comes in and says, here is yours, I took it shalaykidin, and it's Nizgala then that Rav Huna had not given him the extra Zmoiris, where it seems like he's Nitvus Allah Beganov. No, that's nothing wrong with that, because in Bezdin, at the moment that he comes forth and admits to the fact that he had no right to take it, and there we understand that there was an Ikuv held back by Rav Huna, that wouldn't be a problem either. L'chayre, all of this discussion seems to be a Sfas Yeser. Insofar that there was no Maisik Nevin when it comes to Rav Huna, he simply withheld wages. He doesn't look like a Ganov at all. No one has to know that no wages were paid. It would seem to be no problem whatsoever. So there should be a right for Ovid Inish Dinil Anafshei, for the person to withhold, in the case mentioned by the Chashuke Chemet, for the person to withhold wages from the employee, because he knows for sure that the chfetzim of his which was stolen by the employee. As an aside, there's a fascinating Ketzos HaChoshni in Siman Dalet. I think it's the only place where the Ketzos brings Smuchim lehalocha from a Zohar HaKadosh. The case at hand again is in the same discussion as to whether one may or may not take a mashkoin to be sure to secure a payment due. So it's a fascinating halacha. If one were to give a chayfetz, Reuven gives Shimon a chayfetz as a bikodin. Shimon has a chayfetz biyoda, he's watching it dutifully, he's doing what he's supposed to do. Afterwards, Shimon realizes, Reuven owes me a lot of money. It's been very difficult to get the money out of Reuven. And here Reuven gave me a chavitz to watch. I have his chavitz biyadi. It was entrusted by Yedei Shimon as a shmiras pikodai. He took it as something he's going to watch and guard. Reuven comes later to take his chavitz back. Says Shimon, I'm sorry Reuven, you owe me money. And it's clear that he owes him money. That's not a shayla. At this point he's being toifis to mashkein shehu biyadai as collateral, although it was given to him. Because it was a bikodin, as a bikodin. But nonetheless, at this point, he wants to be toif as this mashkin to withhold payment, withhold returning it, just to get money out of Reuven. Says the Ktsoy Sachosh, and it's not something to be done. And he brings a Zohar HaKadosh, which proves it. Zohar HaKadosh indicates that a person every night goes to sleep. B'yotcha afkid ruchi. Every evening I go to sleep, and I give my ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toras bikodin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this and realizes that for sure this person, Rahman al-Islam, has cheshbonos, he is quite obligated. There are many chiyuvim that he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the iniquities, for the shortcomings, for the things he may have done during his waking hours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, I have the opportunity now to be goyve shali, I have biyodi the chayfetz that he gave me, his neshama, and I have a place to be goyver shali, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing doing. Hayos, he entrusted me, he went to sleep, and he entrusted me to take this chayfetz and watch it and hold it for him. Biyod chafki druchi, he gave it to me, teres bikodoin, therefore I have no choice other than not to lose his trust and return to Bekodim to him the following morning, in spite of the fact that he owes me. He owes me big for the things he's done. He goes on and brings a sheet of Seritf and Ksubis also, that seems very clearly to support this La'aloche. But I think it's the only place where the Ksai Zechashim brings a Zayra Kodesh to support La'aloche cruelly.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.